Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Jim Williams. All that predicted and necessary rain didn't arrive for Colorado till a lot later than expected Wednesday. Turns out none of it was severe, so those showers are expected to gently continue today in the central and northern mountains and on the eastern plains. Temperatures also dropped dramatically Wednesday from the summer extremes of August and much of this month down to much cooler ranges expected to fall, which arrives later today. And on I-70 in the mountains, the wet but non-stormy conditions cut the risk of any flash flood warnings. The federal EPA says one solution to Colorado's poor air quality, especially around Front Range cities, could be the use of cleaner-burning, more expensive gasoline. Drivers there are going to be required to use that new fuel in the summer of 2024 to clean up pollution. One CSU scientist points out, though, Colorado's air quality issues stem from different causes than other places nationwide.
The reason we have bad ozone pollution in Colorado isn't so much that our gasoline sucks, it's that our air is thin. You ain't going to do anything about that. And we have lots of sunshine.
Professor Scott Denning says, in his opinion, the new gas won't make much of an impact. He says changing the ways people commute and using even cleaner energy sources would. Governor Polis is threatening the EPA with legal action in an effort to avoid that price and formulation change. A Colorado Springs resident arrested for her role in the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol won't serve any jail time. Federal court records show Lisa Homer has pleaded guilty to one charge of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. Investigators say social media posts indicate she was affiliated with the far-right group, the Proud Boys. Homer's expected to serve her 3 years probation in the Springs. In sports, it's the first day of Avalanche training camp for the 22-23 hockey season. The Stanley Cup champion Avs coach Jared Bednar says it's not too much for fans to hope for a repeat.
Keep building on the success that we had last year. It's a long, tough road, and it's our guys are going to have to be willing to climb the mountain again.
The Avs' first game of the season is only a few weeks away on October 12th. Jim Williams, Rocky Mountain News Network.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Thank you. Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. What has England given America except for grief, misery, hardship? What has England given the United States of America? What has England given the world? England is in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah 51. She's a mother, and referred to as a mother, and the mother has a child, a daughter, and the daughter, the United States of America. It's in the Bible, and England, above all things, made and determined to control America, even after we supposedly broke away from England's control. We really haven't. England has had a campaign to bring us and keep us under her thumb. You know, there are the term Five Eyes Nations. And the Five Eyes Nations are England, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. So, the Five Eyes Nations. Now, there was a gentleman or an individual. His name was Evelyn Rothschild. And what was it that the Rothschild family did? What did they contribute to the world? Well, they financed the Nazis. And remember Solomon Rothschild? He had a grandson, Adolf Hitler, and illegitimate Solomon with Adolf's grandmother. She was working for him in his employ in Vienna, and she was young and he was old, and his wife wouldn't go with him to Vienna. She didn't want to be around him, I don't think, and he got this young girl. This young girl was impregnated by him, and the grandmother gives the daughter gives birth to Adolf Hitler, and eventually, the Rothschild family they supported financially and in other ways Adolf Hitler, helping him to come to power. And the Rothschild family, they were commissioned by the royal family to put down the American Revolution. So they were involved heavily in trying to interfere and stop the revolution that was taking place in the United States to free the people of a new country from British control. They financed the communist revolution in Russia, working with the British government, an agency by the name of called Pilgrim Society. They helped fund Lenin. Also, they were involved in destroying Palestine and the Arab people to create Israel, which they had to do. They maybe didn't realize it, but they were, in a sovereign way, the hand of God, using the Rothschilds and the English to bring Israel into existence as a nation. It was the birthing, you might say, it was the initial objective to the immigration that needed to take place out of Europe into Israel. World War I exacerbated that. World War II really exacerbated the Jewish people out of Europe and other areas to move to present-day Israel. So they were they would use Balfour later on, and Israel would become settled by the Jewish people. Eventually, the Jewish people in 1945, 6, 7, and 8 would have to fight like crazy. They were the Arab nations were at war with them, the British were at war with them, and the French. So they had to, the people in Israel had to fight a big battle to be free from the British and from the French, and to get the victory over the Arab countries. Israel had to come into existence. So thank the Rothschild finances for bringing that to pass. They had owned the world's central banking system, which to a degree they still do. But in the process, in the late 1800s, you had another very powerful entrepreneur out of the United States of America, Rockefeller, John Rockefeller. And Rockefeller amassed great wealth very quickly. Though he was working with the Rothschilds, there's never loyalty with these type of people. We'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Thank England for all that she has given the United States. Now she's given the United States, or the world, a king.
Hi, this is Taylor Rhodes, Executive Director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, Colorado's only no-compromise gun rights lobby. You may have heard about our recent legal victory against the town of Superior and their oppressive gun laws, but this is only the first step. With active lawsuits against multiple anti-gun localities, Jared Polis, and the state of Colorado, we need your help now more than ever. To join the fight, please visit rmgo.org/1360. Every dollar counts and no donation is too small. That's rmgo.org/1360. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, it's a right, not a privilege.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
You were born for such a time as this. In light of all that is happening in our nation, you're needed now more than ever to continue saving lives and supporting families in our community. Join Life Choices at our Night for Life fundraiser, September 8th in Longmont and 9th in Loveland. Register at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Help make a difference for life. Register at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality, 970-825-9305.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A bullet had found him, his blood ran as he cried. No money could save him, so he lay down and he died.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Going back to England, so now you had a queen, and the queen is dead, and she left the throne to her son. And this individual will be the last, I believe, the last individual to lead the family, the royal family, the unroyal family. Charles has waited, and patiently he's waited. There has been talk that it may have been that Elizabeth may have, well, she saw a doctor. She was seeing a doctor. She had an appointment. And it appears as if she might have gotten the flu. A lot of times when you go into the hospital, you get the flu. There are other people that get the flu, two shotgun blasts to the head. Remember the people around the Clintons that would get the flu? And it was the eternal flu. They never came back from that flu. So anyhow, Charles, I feel, will be the final in the monarchy, the final king of this family. And as evil as Elizabeth, there are those that are proponents of who she is as an individual, as a queen. The British people, they love their king and their queen. They love their royals. But most of them don't know the history behind the royal family, the people involved, the ancestors from Germany. And in the Bible, it has to be. The Bible says there must be kings of the world and rulers of the world and captains of the world. And the captains have to lead armies to battle. It's in the book of Revelation. Everything is in the book of Revelation for our time. They have to rule the world. Not necessarily justly, but they do have to rule. And even though it may be unjust, they still have to rule. The Bible says they will. And the rich men of the world, the wealthy, powerful people of the world, they have to be in positions of power. And again, the captains of the world, that they have a certain kind of personality, a certain kind of makeup, a psychological element to them, where battle is just a way of life. There's no attachment to the soldiers that are going into the battles, that are carrying out the wars for these nations. They don't have an attachment. They have a plan. There is a plan by God, and God gives them that type of a psychological makeup. Prince Charles will be worse than Elizabeth, and Charles will be, his evil will be known, and he will, in his short time as King of England, the decisions he's going to make are going to bring greater hardship to the world than Elizabeth, his mother. Greater. It's in the Bible. The evil will escalate like the world has never seen. We're watching. We're at the beginning, you might say, the bottom floor of the escalation of evil in the world presently. But we have been able, in the last 2 years, for the people that are old enough to understand what is happening. Children don't understand. Even some of the young teenagers, they don't really get it either, because they're really involved in their own little micro world. But once you get to be, you know, a little older, into your 20s, and you have to go out and work for a living, then you start to get a better grasp of life and what's happening in the world. By the time you're 30, 40, then you really get to see things the way they are. And we have witnessed in this world, if you have been paying attention, which most people haven't been, evil, the rise of evil, the level of evil has increased exponentially. It's going to increase even more. Charles is now in a position of power like he has never known. He was restricted by his mother. She didn't want to. She wanted to always wear white gloves. And she wanted to leave a legacy as an individual that was blameless on all things. But she's not. Charles won't be either. Charles is going to work now. Already, Liz Truss, 2 days after Elizabeth dies, Liz Truss, she visits, or 2 days before she dies, Liz Truss, the present Prime Minister of England, visits the Queen. And immediately, she replaces Boris Johnson as the Prime Minister. How fast is that? With the royal family, all the documentation that pertains, the real truthful documentation, shows how deeply involved the royal family was in the occult. Charles, his children. They also reveal and present the truth about Elizabeth, how deeply she was involved in the occult. Now, Charles is tied in. Oh, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to Liz Truss. You have to assume birds of a feather flock together. You have to assume Liz Truss is also a member of secret societies. All secret societies owe their allegiance to the invisible world, the dark world. You have to assume that she is part of that world also. And one of the first things she stated, even before she became Prime Minister, is her hatred of Russia. And her, as she just stated here yesterday, that she is going to match or outspend this year's budget to assist Ukraine. This is a plan of the Pilgrim Society. This is the direction that Liz Truss will go. This is the direction Charles will go. But Charles is going to go even further than that. We haven't even begun to see the changes that are going to take place in England, and the things that Charles is going to do with the New World Order, with the World Economic Forum, with the World Health Organization, with the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. We haven't seen what he's going to do. His mother, she was careful. She kind of, in a sense, held back the water pressing on the dam. Charles is going to break the dam. He's going to be, in my opinion, he will be the final king. He'll end the lineage of kingship or queenship of England forever. And Jeremiah chapter, I think it's 51. I want to say 50, but I think it's 51. The mother of the great daughter that lives 3,000 miles away to the west, the United States, the mother of this daughter, who will be more evil than the mother was, the daughter is going to be the nation that will be the hammer that destroys the nations of the world that won't go along with the New World Order objective, which will be based initially out of the United States and will eventually move to Jerusalem. But the mother, Bible says, is going to be punished, and her, as a kingdom, she is going to be diminished almost to the point of not even existing. She'll exist into the future, into the millennial kingdom, but barely. But there won't be any royal family. There won't be these type of royal families, not only in England, but in Europe, in the nations of Europe also. Now, what do they control? Well, the Associated Press, the Associated Press, the mainstream media through Serco and through Pilgrim Society, Reuters. They control all the news internationally. And they basically do still, to a great degree, have great influence and control this country. And we're going to talk about that. Now, how do they control this country? How do the British, what agency do they use? Well, this is out of State of the Nation. This was rewritten and republished in December 15th of 2020, not quite 2 years ago. This was, they were researching senior executive services. I've talked about senior executive service here in this country. It's an unconstitutional shadow government that is highly organized and well paid. The members are positioned, they are appointed, they are not elected within the civil service bureaucracies, and their objective is to overthrow this republic in the open. And they want to establish itself as the governing body in this country, senior executive services. They came into existence through Jimmy Carter. And there was a girl, brilliant girl by the name of Christine Marcy. She was the individual that, through, I think, the other world, figured out a plan, and Jimmy Carter told her to go ahead and bring to work on that plan and make it happen. And out of that came senior executive service, these individuals in all of the agencies in the American government that should have worked their way to the top, these individuals, through hard labor, work, but no. There was a change in the structure. It wasn't working your way to the top. It was being appointed by a president. And Carter began to appoint people. By the time we get to Barack Obama, Barack Obama appoints 7,000, roughly, people. This is the Obama machine to the very day, to this day, to this program. This SES is the Obama shadow government. But we're going to talk about Serco. So now you have this, out of England, you have this group Serco Inc. This is where we're headed. This is what's controlling SES. Serco is working with SES, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foisted upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at TacticalCivics.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays, come down this Friday for Whiskey Dogs, bringing classic rock, blues covers, and original music guaranteed to rock your night. Also Saturday, September 24th, backed by popular demand, Resurrection, tribute to Judas Priest, and Dagen, original hard rock and metal band. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a wokey. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
Okay, so we're talking about senior executive service, and senior executive service works actually with Serco out of Europe. And senior executive service in this country is the shadow government. It's Obama's army still to the very day, this day. The individual, everybody wants to know who is behind the scenes, who is directing still this country, who was involved in using agencies within this country like senior executive service which is part of the continuity of government, is just one aspect of it. The IRS is another aspect of it. Who has been directing these agencies to destroy Donald Trump even before he was elected? Well, there is an individual behind the scenes. His name is Barry Satoru. That would be his Christian name, though he's not a Christian. Then there would be Barack Obama. Some think that he may be Muslim. Well, he definitely has Muslim background. But eventually, he's going to turn on the Muslims, and already has, if he is Muslim, which I don't think he is. See, Barack Obama is unique. He's not Muslim. He's not Christian. He's not Buddhist. He's not anything. He has his own religion. And in his religion, he is God. That's the personality. There's been nobody that I have read about or have seen that I know about that has more narcissistic, no one is more of a narcissist. This guy is the top narcissist ever born. Well, going on with Serco. So with Senior Executive Service, Serco is able to get most of the government contracts, and they are most of these contracts are government contracts, and the objective is to destroy the nation, this nation, and to return America to Europe, to the king now of England, not the queen, the king. Is it going to happen? No. Will Britain ever once again rule the United States of America? No. Will King Charles be the king of the Five Eyes nations? He will be king of England and Australia and Canada and New Zealand. But no, he's going to be in great competition with somebody more powerful than him that will come out of the United States of America. Compared to this person coming, Charles is a non-factor. Now, the city of London is where the Serco, they are out of Britain, and they own the data management in this country. They are overseeing corporate banking. They have the resources of gas and uranium and gold in this country. They have their hand in management and managing whatever happens. And Serco and Senior Executive Service, they work together. Together, this system is one of the most evil. Now, it's not only an enemy of the United States, but Serco is also an enemy of the peoples around the world. The U.S. Patent Office is controlled by Serco. Again, this article that I'm presenting some of the facts from, then I'm interjecting just commentary, is State of the Nation, posted December 15, 2020. State of the Nation. The United States Patent Office. You know the patents for social networking created by Michael McKibben and a team of Leader Technologies individuals? They create this great social platform. And guess who gets the patent? Yep, all the patents go to the queen, now to the king. Now, I'm going to tell you something very strange. You see, eventually, the United States of America, according to the Bible, is going to be destroyed. This nation is going to be destroyed at the hands of a coming Antichrist. But before that nation, this nation is destroyed, all of the important things that need to go into the future is going to be moved out of this country and protected elsewhere. That some of the technology, it has to go offshore. The wealth of this nation has to go offshore. Why do you think so many of the people that are so very wealthy in this nation are getting their finances offshore? Not so much to Switzerland, but to offshore accounts in banks all over the world. Because the wealth of this country is being plundered. And the people doing the plundering are the people that have been elected to positions of authority in Washington, D.C. You know, people don't realize that the Bible talks about a city on seven hills, a woman that has her base on seven hills, or some say another interpretation, seven mountains. Well, the seven hills are the seven hills of Washington, D.C. There are seven hills. There's Cherry Hill. There, I forgot the name of the other hills, but there's Capitol Hill, Cherry Hill District. The seven hills are in the power center of this great nation. This is the mystery that John presents in the book of Revelation. People have been saying for years, centuries, that it's the hills in Rome. Well, that is true to a degree. And Rome has seven hills, but it is actually an end-time, non-religious, Gentile ruling nation, a nation ruled by not so much religion as just a natural, the civil law. That is the United States of America. The seven hills are in Washington, D.C. And why is it that the French, when they laid Washington, D.C. out in the Masonic pattern, why did they lay it out in that area? Because of the great occult, you might say, center of the nation. The people in the occult, they always find where there are strongholds of spirits, and where the spirits are, that is where they do sacrifice or build things. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth, will be back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall.
And every day we chase rabbits. We chase these rabbits to find out which rabbit hole did they go down, and what is down that rabbit hole. The United States, in the next 8 to 10 years, or less than 10 years, is going to be plundered. We are witnessing the plundering of the hardworking people of this nation. We're listening, we're watching the news, the global reset, all these different plans that they have. We're watching it all. America before she's destroyed. The land of luxury. The land of ease. The land of confusion is going to be destroyed. And right now, the nations of the world, you know, they long to see this nation be destroyed. They long to be free from the control of this great empire. You know, we have colonies in Asia, in the Caribbean. We have colonies. They don't use the word colonies. We say territories, but that's not true. They are colonies. Philippines, out in that area. I have an article I'd like to present sometime. Minutes. We're always short of minutes. Like militaries run short of bullets. Well, we want to have, with each minute, we want to make the most of it. America's is going to be robbed. It has to happen. The land of luxury, the delicacies of this nation, all the things that we as a nation, the individuals in this nation have enjoyed, the pleasantries, the great wealth, the way in which we've been able to, you want to build a home, if you have the money, you can build that home with granite if you want. Because we, the nations, they trade with us. This is what happens in the book of Revelation, chapter 8. I think it's, I'll have to think of which chapter. But it says that at some point, the ship captains, when this nation is destroyed, these ship captains, they've spent billions and billions of dollars on these ships that are just incredible. But it says that when Great Babylon is destroyed, they are away, offshore, watching the smoke of her destruction. And it says they weep, not because the people of the nation have been slaughtered and destroyed by Antichrist, God using Antichrist to destroy this nation. They weep because their great wealth, the nation that they trade with to bring everything valuable to this nation, it ends. Their ships, the holds are going to be empty now. Who's going to buy their goods? Who's going to buy the goods that they have on board these ships? They're going to lose everything. The only one that's going to make out like a bandit are the fish in the sea when these vessels are sunk. Well, they won't be sunk, but America is going to be stripped of her wealth, and this is a punishment because of the God hatred. The nation, it says, will go, this end time Babylon, the hatred of God will be so great that God will be forced to punish the people of this land. And even God is still fair. God is righteous. He tells the nations in Jeremiah 51, I think, he tells the people in Babylon the Great, go back to your nations. All these people coming over the border, immigrating illegally, they don't realize they're coming here to be punished. They better go back. They better leave this great empire, because this empire is going to be destroyed, and God is warning the people of this country to get out. The Jewish people in this nation, in Book of Revelation, he tells them, get out. Just like the Jewish people were told in Europe, you better get out of Europe, because Adolf Hitler is going to come as a hunter and hunt you down. The Jewish people in this country have an opportunity to get out of here. They better. If not, what happened to the Jewish people in Nazi Germany is going to happen to the Jewish people that remain here on this, in the land of this empire. But I had to interject that. Britain will not ever retake the United States of America. King Charles, no. America, yes, to a degree, through Serco, Serco manages this country. I'm going to just present some other things here. I'm going to move in toward the end of the article. I wanted to just continue to maybe put a little more insight into what Serco is. But when you see the systems that Serco oversees, you're going to get an understanding of who this company is, what Serco is. And I have it in front of me. We'll be back. Boy, I can't believe it. Minutes fly. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com, or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
The minutes fly, that's for sure. All right, just to name a few things at Serco, their involvement in the United States of America. Road, tunnel, bridge, traffic management, operational control center development, lane control signals, CCT control and surveillance. That's what we want. We want some other nation watching the individuals of this country. Intelligent congestion management. Remember Lady Di in the tunnel and the CCT cameras were turned off? Who controls that? Serco. Why were they turned off? Because Lady Di was pregnant. She was going to have a child of Dodi Fayed. And it just conveniently happens that she and Dodi both die and the cameras are turned off. Intelligent congestion management, manual and automated toll collection, roadside infrastructure, traffic signals and management, there you go right there, tunnel management, vehicle recovery and emergency services. This is just, I won't even have the time to give you the whole story. Air pollution monitoring, the green new environmental laws in this country, bus tracking, passenger mobile information services, asset management systems, train, metro, bus, ferry operations, security management, rail depot facility management, asset planning and deployment, passenger real-time information. You want to get you want to go from New York to Los Angeles? They know who you are instantly, what seat you're in, everything. Then you have air traffic control. They manage airport facilities and maintenance, airport security, airport advertising and retailing. They train aviation management and security, ground handling, passenger handling, safety management systems, freight cargo handling, ramp apron services, baggage handling, ground management. I'm not even talking about the military, Air Force, Air Combat Command, Air Force District of Washington, Air Force Education and Training Command, Air Force Material Command, Space and Missile Systems Center, Army Communications Electronics Command, Army Defense Ammunition Center. This is who's sending munitions to Ukraine. Army Human Resources Command, and they do control the Obamacare. They were the ones that put the Obamacare system in place. They were a part of that. They handled that for the Obamacare people. And this is just a few things that they do. They Defense Information Systems Agencies. You want another nation running the systems agencies of this country? Well, we know the name of it, Serco. For today, Rick Rodriguez. Join me Sunday 9 to noon for Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.